If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Ron Nunziato is a senior director of policy for the Healthcare Council of Illinois. Were you taken aback by this headline, Ron, or were you not surprised by it at all?
Well, no, I guess I'm not surprised by it. You know, the world, you know, doesn't really like nursing homes. We're there to provide a service, and in Illinois in particular, our members are committed to delivering quality care. I think there's a discussion that the Tribune kind of covered but didn't really go into it in great detail. Facilities are their quality of care is directly related to the reimbursement that they get for Medicaid. If your facility is a high Medicaid providing facility, and that is the bottom line for us. Illinois nursing homes are moving in a positive direction, but again, the persistent underfunding continues to impact the quality.
How is it that we are underfunded in Illinois compared to states like Mississippi or Arkansas or some of the poorer states that rely on Medicaid for so many forms of support?
Good question. And we talked about this a little bit a couple of weeks ago when we chatted about the big, beautiful bill and how that would impact Illinois nursing homes and other Medicaid providers. Illinois ranks 46 or 47 out of 50 states for Medicaid reimbursement for nursing home care. For every Medicaid resident, the facility loses in the neighborhood of $30 to $40 per day per resident. Reimbursement does not cover the cost of care.
What do we have to do to change that, or have we lost hope knowing that Medicaid and Medicare cuts are coming in a big form and will certainly, would it be safe to say that nursing homes will be impacted the most by this, what they called big, beautiful bill?
Well, not the most. So nursing homes were kind of carved out of the Senate version of what was passed. That doesn't mean that states like Illinois or any other states where Medicaid is cut in a big pot of money that everyone then has to share in the reduction coming from the feds. And so the states could make some reductions to the reimbursement rates based on what the cuts were coming. And also kind of covered it when we talked a couple of weeks ago about the Big Beautiful Bill, in that we're already underwater. 51 facilities have closed over the last few years. And that was our message. More are going to close if we continue down this path of underfunding this priority for quality. Facilities are doing everything they can to provide the quality of care that residents need and deserve. I have several markers that aren't the industry markers. They're Department of Public Health markers, Department of Public Aid, HFS's markers, that things have changed to the way in which we're getting our reimbursements. 11% of an increase in staffing levels have outpaced any other state, with the greatest improvements in facilities with severe staffing issues with high Medicaid populations.
Well, and here's the deal. Most people who have loved ones that go in nursing homes, they're signing their home over, or they're paying anywhere for $8,000 to $10,000 a month for what they believe is going to be skilled nursing care. And what I'm hearing you say is that the staff just isn't there because the funding is not there. How do you remedy a situation where the people in nursing homes are giving up much of their life savings or their home or their loved ones are paying for it, and they're still not getting what seems to be the promise of skilled nursing care?
So those people that you're talking about are private pay people, not Medicaid people. Medicaid people, you would have to spend down to an asset level about $2,000 in order to qualify for Medicaid. So we're talking about the private pay market versus the Medicaid market. I'm talking primarily what the state reimburses is Medicaid. For instance, think about this, and you know, the advocates or the organizations are asking for transparency of where money goes. First of all, every nursing home in the state of Illinois has to file a cost report every year on where all the revenue that the state paid goes. So there is transparency there. Second of all, we were asking for an increase last year or this year in the legislative session for our support rate. Our support rate, which pays for food and utilities and non-skilled staffing like housekeeping and dietary, the state is reimbursing at 2017's expenses in 2025.
Which we know we can't. You can't do. It can't be done. That would be like asking me to live on my 2017 budget with the inflation of 2025. It's not manageable for any of us.
Exactly. You're hired.
I don't think I can solve this problem, but we always appreciate the fact that you come on and talk to us about it. And I think that we'll have more questions in the future. So thanks for joining us, Ron.
Anytime. I'm happy to be your nursing home correspondent.
Ron Nunziato is the Senior Director of Policy for the Healthcare Council of Illinois. In this article that he referenced as well, there are some tips in there. And the department, the National Institute on Aging, advises those considering a nursing home to consider the residents' needs, talk to friends, family members, others, call and visit different facilities. And consumers should also check the Nursing Home Compare website, which rates homes on health inspections, staffing, and other quality measures. And also make sure you go and visit your people every single day, because that's what's needed.